Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Day three of the LIRR strike, and after a mini-marathon last night, still no hint of an agreement between the railroad and its unions. 1010 Winds has been talking to strap hangers who say they appreciate the shuttle buses, they really do, but say it's a far cry from relaxing on a train to come into the city. 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg down at Penn Station today.
When it comes to the cost of living, locomotive engineer Byron Lee says his salary needs to match up.
They ask us to work extra, like all the time. And now we're like, we don't deserve to have just a modest cost of living adjustment on our standard wage.
He doesn't think people understand the work he puts in.
What do we want?
Contracts!
What do we want?
Now!
Reverse Long Island commuter Amina Pori Cannon says she can afford the hundreds for a rideshare.
I'll get there. People will figure it out.
MTA workers are handing out flyers with shuttle bus information to anyone who shows up looking for a train. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Yeah, and although there is no deal on the table yet, the MTA says it's feeling better about the possibility that there will be one soon.
As Long Islanders found another way to get into the city this morning, negotiations also resumed. MTA Chair General Lieber telling 1010 Winds.
We made progress yesterday. The environment was productive. And we have a little more work to do to pull it over the finish line, but I'm a little more optimistic than I was yesterday.
These talks continuing to be about wages and health care costs as well.
These unions pay a tiny percentage of the true cost of health care and just a fraction of what people in the private sector like you and most of your listeners pay.
Bad news for anyone looking for a refund or a waiver regarding congestion pricing. Lieber says that's not happening. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Meantime, advocates for disabled commuters say this thing is seriously impacting riders with disabilities who have fewer other options. Chris Grief with the ADA Accessibility Transportation Group says it's really critical on weekends because accessible buses, he says, at six Long Island locations will only run on the weekdays. Officials are hoping this is the first and last weekend that we have to endure the effects of this strike. We invite you, of course, to stay with 1010 Winds. For the very latest on the LIRR strike, we'll let you know the minute they come to an agreement and the minute they tell us when these trains are going to roll again, all right? A major turn seen by some as a win for accused Midtown shooter Luigi Mangione. The judge says the backpack taken from him during his arrest can't be part of the court record.
The judge telling Luigi Mangione and his team of attorneys that he's granting part of their motion and denying the other part.
I find that the search of the backpack at the McDonald's was improper, warrantless search, that the backpack was not within the immediate control or grabbable area of the defendant.
What will be suppressed that they uncovered at McDonald's is the magazine, cell phone, passport, wallet, and computer chip, which was inside of his backpack. But once he got to the Altoona police station and police uncovered a gun inside of his backpack, that piece of evidence will not be suppressed and will be allowed to be used in court. The next court conference will be June 3rd, and it'll be virtual. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of Manhattan Criminal Court.
On Long Island, police trying to find out who attacked a statue of Jesus. Sophia Hall says the hate crimes folks are looking into that.
People put flowers around the statue of Jesus here at St. Mary's Church in East Islip after authorities said someone beheaded the statue. The hate crimes unit is investigating. The statue is not on the ground, but on a pedestal. Someone would have likely had to climb or use a ladder to commit this crime. Detectives are asking anyone with information to please come forward. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
To the World Cup now, and New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill made some moves today that'll allow you to get your drink on before and after the game. All right, Governor, come on now.
Governor Mikey Sherrill's goal is clear, and yes, pun intended. She says this World Cup's all about camaraderie and small business.
This is the first time I've signed a proclamation in a bar.
Says it won't be her last, but she signed it at Mulligan's Bar here in Hoboken. And the big news?
Businesses can take part in this to increase some of the times in which bars are open, whether it's later or sometimes earlier.
Now, if you're all about soccer or, hey, maybe you need late night libations, expect less limitations on the hours, that is. But it's not required.
It is a town-by-town decision.
Well, there's weeks left, so we have to know.
Are you excited for it?
All eyes are going to be on New Jersey.
So, yes, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hoboken.
Somebody say, yeah, all eyes will be bloodshot red if you get to drink before and after the game. And as the news continues here on 1010 Winds, more good news for the babies and their parents. Mayor Mamdani doubling the number of 3K seats to be added all across the five boroughs. That's 2,000 more seats, everybody. He says that'll build on the administration's commitment to strengthen and stabilize the city's early childhood education system. It deepens the city's partnership with community-based child care providers where, you know, most of these new seats will be located. Part of the rollout, the city will also launch an equitable wait list that'll allow families to express interest in newly added sites while prioritizing things like family choice, sibling preference, proximity, is it close to the house or close to, you know, things that they need. Additionally, the administration also announced the opening of a new early childhood education center. It's in the Columbia Waterfront neighborhood in Brooklyn, adding 63 brand new 3K and pre-K seats. In other news, the Legal Aid Society wants to know how our city handles women who are pregnant and incarcerated. This after a lady gave birth to a baby boy on a courthouse bench. 33-year-old Samantha Rendazzo went into labor during her arraignment on drug charges and delivered the baby during the proceedings. Legal Aid says she delivered without any medical care, privacy, or dignity, but court officials say she never told them she was pregnant after she was hauled into court to face drug charges. Well, apparently, fast forward to court day, she did tell them that she was pregnant and that she was feeling sick from a drug withdrawal. Well, they took her to Coney Island Hospital where they checked her out, but then discharged her. Well, off she went to court 4 hours later. In court, baby boy decided it seems like a good time to come out. Rendazzo's lawyer, Wenton Sharp, praised the courthouse staff for helping with the birth, which he called both joyful and sad. Legal Aid now wants an investigation again into how the system handles pregnant people in custody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.